7 pounds, 5 ounces, 20 inches, at 8:52 a.m. on April the 12th, 2018, Amelia Saner came into the world. It's My Wonderful Life, Daddy. I went to the woods because I wanted to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life, and see if I could not learn what it had to teach. And not when I came to die, discover that I had not lived. My name is Nigel McGuinness, and this is My Unconventional Life. It's a podcast, it's a journal, and in a way, it's an examination of what happened when I tried to love and be a parent outside of society's norms. But most of all, hopefully, it's an honest, unapologetic, and insightful journey into my genuine desire to be my most authentic, peaceful, and positive self in the world. Sponsored by no one. Every week, I detail my own journey as a parenting partner, a lover, and a friend. And occasionally discuss my untraditional views and aspirations with other people too. Ultimately, though, it all comes back to one question. How do we best find and express love in the world today? So Aries' water broke while I was on the road about 3 a.m. a couple of days before I was supposed to come back. I'd already done the two biggest shows of the week, so that was cool. And then work was super cool getting me on the first flight back to LA that morning. I looked online and it said that labor should start in 12 to 24 hours. But Aries told me not to rush because there weren't any strong contractions yet. And when I got back, she seemed perfectly fine still. The concern was actually how long it would take, because everyone online said that if labor didn't start within 24 hours, that they were induced. But Erin was adamant that she didn't want to be. Not much changed that night or the following day. We actually managed to have a walk around Griffith Park that evening. But then at about 3 a.m, the contractions started proper. 48 hours after the water broke, perfectly on the due date. We drove to the birthing center at about 4:30 in the morning when the contractions had reached the 5:1:1 ratio and Erin was really struggling. But the midwife checked her and sent us home because she was only 2 to 3 centimeters dilated, telling us to come back when Erin could no longer laugh at jokes because she was in so much pain, or, to quote the midwife, acting like she was possessed by the devil. Hardly scientific criteria. But after an hour at home, she was really on the verge, so we made the drive back as rush hour traffic was just starting to pick up. The midwife ran the bath. Harry's best friend showed up to be a support, and her boyfriend got ready to video it all. My concern that it was going to be one of those traumatic 20-hour labours that you hear about, because Harry was in absolute agony with each contraction. But I did my best to encourage her, and to be honest, I never really doubted that she could do it. She had this amazing strength to get through it. And with an hour, with a few ungodly screams and mountainous pushes, out came the head, and one push later, the body. The midwife caught her and put her on Aries' chest, and there was this wave of peace and relaxation. A little earlier, right at the moment that it looked like she was about to come out, I did feel myself welling up like I was about to cry. But then it passed to focus on the job at hand. And there was this odd calm afterward. An almost depletion of any anxiety at all. Perhaps it's evolution to focus on the road ahead. But Erin and I have both talked since and didn't really experience the euphoria or epiphany that some people talk about when they first see their baby. We both love Amelia totally and are completely committed to her well-being, and neither of us are concerned. And if anything, to me it's encouraging because, like the early rush of romantic love, that sense of euphoria often wanes. And I'm certain that my love and commitment to our baby, and Aries too, will remain solid and unchanged. It's actually a pleasant change, away from the anxiety and worry. I remember when Aries started moving towards labour, I felt an odd connection to my dad. Not the cliche that he was watching over us, but I felt him as part of me, or rather me as an extension of him. It's hard to find the words, perhaps, but it calmed and assured me. And it wasn't a conscious thing. I was just calm and knew that everything was going to be okay. My sister and brother-in-law had flown back the day before the water broke, actually. But my mum's going to be here for another 2 weeks and came in to see the baby as soon as it was born. They put her on my chest, actually. The baby, that is. That'd be weird if it was my mum. Amelia looked at me with these amazing eyes, like she was somehow entertained by me. Mum had told me before that when I first looked at her, it was as though I was thinking, oh no, not you again. She also shared some other insights about her first labour with my sister, when my dad had dropped her at the hospital and gone to work, because that was what you did back then, only to get called back 6 hours later when my mum was screaming for him so much. And in the end, my dad said that he was glad that he was there for the birth. But I'm so super proud of Erie for getting through it all, and sticking to her guns about not being induced and not taking any pain meds. I really think she was right. It's better for the baby and better for her recovery too. I'm so glad that I got to have a baby with her. When we took Amelia out of the birthing centre, it was with quite a profound realisation that this was the very first time that she'd ever felt the sun on her face or the wind. The first time she'd seen a car. We took her to a doctor for some tests as her face was a little blue, but it all came back fine. And we've still got a few more tests to do. But overall, I wholeheartedly approve the natural childbirth approach. Amelia is doing well. She's changing every day. She started with these little blow-up hands that looked like those inflatable boxing gloves you can get. And with these long feet that were incredible, the way they moved so delicately. In an odd way, I know I keep using that word. But what I mean from it is that it hasn't been at all like I'd expected. Like people have told me. So in an odd way, I feel like she's not really my baby. I mean, she's my baby genetically, and I am responsible for her, but I feel like she's a child of the world. She's made me feel more connected to the rest of the world. Not that this is my child to protect from the rest of the world. I'm not sure if that makes sense. Her middle name, Saina, is Japanese and means that we want her to experience lots of love in her life. There's been a ton of congratulations from everyone after Erie posted the first pics on social media, so thanks to everyone for that. Being totally focused on the baby, Erie and my relationship has been good as gold. After the blow-up last week, Erie seemed to settle, perhaps because I gave her what she wanted, because at the time I had no problem doing so. Or perhaps because she'd already made the decision to focus on having the baby, not on us. Or perhaps having my family there helped too. Whatever the reason, she was super cool about me being on the road the week before her due date, and that was really encouraging and made it so much easier for me to be a supportive parenting partner. So that's it. Day 4, as I write this, Erie's handled the feeding and diaper changing like a pro. I've been able to sleep perfectly well thus far. Don't want to tempt fate, but I'm ready to take on any challenges of early parenthood. I really feel Erie is a great partner to do so with. Wanted to give a shout out to a listener too. When I was leaving the hotel one morning this week, a guy came up to me and started by saying, "I don't want to be too loud, but I just wanted to tell you that I love the podcast. And congratulations." And it really caught me off guard because I've never really had anyone come up to me in real life and mention it. One of my friends, in fact, still asks me if I'm even still doing it. But that made me smile and feel glad that I've stuck with this. As hard as it is sometimes to put it out clearly and honestly, I think it's a worthwhile endeavor. So yay! I'll see you next week. Well, that's another week gone. And everyone, a blessing. Every day, every moment. So, I appreciate you spending any of yours listening to this. drop me a line to myunconventionallife2016@gmail.com if you have any comments or questions. And if you like the show and know someone else who might get something out of it, tell a friend. I will be back next week with a week's worth of thoughts and emotions and hopefully a little joy too. But either way, until then, wherever you are and whoever you are with, be kind to yourself and to others. It's perhaps the simplest way to make this world a better place.